Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gil Torres. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Early Wynn. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The right fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Wittman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Papish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Papish. And now, play ball. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace takes first base on ball four. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty strikes out. The throw from Tresh to pick off Grace, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torres fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn. Platt reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wittman fields the ball and throws to Papish covering. Safe. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Wittman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torres fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra strikes out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Papish moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards third. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Platt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Papish moves to third. Tucker moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Whitman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitman is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitman takes first base on ball 4. Papish scores. Tucker moves to third. Platt moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lodigiani for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-1 in the game. Cohn hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grace hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Papish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Platt strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerra hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-2 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Papish fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grace hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cohn moves to third. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Papish scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pretty for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Wittman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Wittman is hit by the pitch. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Wittman moves to second. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Michaels. The throw from Guerra and he is out, Hitchcock applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a line drive towards third. Lottigiani catches it and throws to first to double up Vernon. Two outs. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. Torres hits a fly ball into right field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh strikes out. One out. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Papish hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 2 in the game. Guerra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 3 in the game. Cohn hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Platt takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torres fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Wittman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kennedy. The throw from Guerra and he is out, Hitchcock applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Grace hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 3 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Papish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.